Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we play new music by the band Cake and answer a question about New York City. But first, a visit to Virginia wine country. The economic recession has caused many Americans to cut their spending. But one thing Americans keep buying is good wine. The sales numbers are not fully recorded yet for 2010, but the Beverage Information Group estimates that American wine sales were up for the 17th year in a row. And the sales are not all coming from the famed California vineyards. Faith Lapidus has our report from some wineries in Virginia.
Bora Bakke owns the Hillsboro Winery in Purcellville, Virginia. The Turkish immigrant opened the company with his son 10 years ago. The older man says he had planned on retiring at the time. But his son, Karem, had other ideas.
I was graduating my college, my undergraduate degree, and so we were both looking for something to do.
Karem Bakke went on to get a higher degree in winemaking. Now he and his father make wine for the Hillsboro name, but also for other local vineyards. Karem Bakke says Virginia is excellent for growing wine grapes.
With the different regions in Virginia, you almost have perfect conditions. We, of course, have our own issues and complications. But as far as the potential for a grape-growing region, it's quite great.
Last year, about 12,000 people visited the Hillsboro Winery.
Since we don't filter our reds, because if you filter the reds, you lose the flavors, you're going to have some residue on your glasses. So don't think it's dirt, it's just grape.
Bora Bakke is pouring wine for a group of men and women who climbed a hill in the snow to taste his wine. The winery owner says the recession has not affected his business.
We have a saying in Turkish, I don't know if you translate this properly. When you're in sorrow, you drink. When you're happy, you drink. So even the economy was bad, people find a way of enjoying themselves with a glass of wine.
Hillsboro was the 96th winery in the state when it opened in 2003. Now, there are almost twice as many across Virginia. They can be found in the mountains, valleys, and all along the coastal area. Ann Heidig and her husband opened the Lake Anna Winery near the state capital, Richmond, in 1990. Today, she is president of the Virginia Wineries Association.
I think the quality of Virginia wines has attracted some larger investors to come in and want to start growing grapes and making wine in Virginia. Even from California, we have a couple people that have come in to start wineries here. So I think they see it as an opportunity because it's a young industry and it's growing, and also it's a viable industry in the state for agriculture.
Most Virginia wineries are small, producing no more than 5,000 cases of wine a year. And 60% of that product is sold at the winery itself.
Your total is 184.
It's worth every penny.
Tourism supports the wine industry in Virginia. Pandit and Sudha Patil own Narmada Winery in Amosville. It opened in 2009. The Indian-American couple says many of their customers visit local wineries instead of taking a vacation.
People come from all over. D.C., Northern Virginia, Maryland, Charlottesville, and they stop at the wineries, do tasting.
And they may not spend a whole lot of money, but it's their way to just get out for the weekend.
Pandit Patil hopes that idea keeps spreading.
In 5 years, I want everybody to think this is a destination.
Like many wineries in Virginia, Narmada is in a beautiful country setting, and they have live music on the weekend. Narmada visitor Ted Seveny says the winery also offers something that others do not.
You don't find Indian Virginia wineries, you know. I mean, most of them are Italian or whatever, you know, type of thing, but this one is very unique.
Sudha Patil agrees.
We have a unique thing, being an Indian background, that we do have some of our wines can pair very nicely with the Indian food that we serve here as snacks.
Our listener question this week comes from André Weigel in Brazil. He wants to know about the culture of the people in America's largest city. New York City in the state of New York is the largest city in the United States. More than 8 million people live there. That is more than 2 times the number of people in Los Angeles, California, America's second largest city. New York City is the cultural capital of America. It is an important center for art, architecture, theater, music, dance, and film. New York is also known for its cultural diversity. About 36% of the people were born in a foreign country. If you asked those people where they are from, they would probably say the Dominican Republic, China, Jamaica, Guyana, Mexico, Ecuador, Haiti, Trinidad and Tobago, Colombia, or Russia. Most new immigrants come from those 10 countries. However, about 170 languages are spoken in America's largest city. Many Europeans moved to New York about 100 years ago. They came mostly from Italy, Ireland, Germany, Russia, and Poland. Today, the New York City area has the largest number of Jews outside of Israel. It is also home to more African Americans than any other American city. Except for Puerto Rico itself, more Puerto Ricans live in New York City than in any other place in the world. Immigrants often live in communities with other people from their countries. These include communities of Italians, Russians, Chinese, Koreans, Dominicans, and Puerto Ricans. About 44% of all New Yorkers are white. A little over one-fourth are African American. About one-fourth are Hispanic or Latino. Nearly 12% have Asian ancestors. One thing that all New Yorkers have in common is the density of their city. Millions of people live in a small place. New York City has 5 boroughs. They are the Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and Manhattan. The island of Manhattan has almost 26,000 people per square kilometer of land. The streets of Manhattan are very crowded because so many people live and work in there. Most people travel in buses, taxicabs, or underground in the subway instead of owning cars. Most live in tall apartment buildings. Manhattan is home to some of the wealthiest as well as the poorest people in the city. The California-based band Cake released Showroom of Compassion last week. It is the band's first album in 7 years. Many fans were expecting greatness. Some are satisfied. Others are not. Mario Ritter has more on Cake and plays songs from the new album.
Cake has been together since the early 1990s. The band has released 6 studio albums, including Showroom of Compassion. However, band leader John McRae told Rolling Stone magazine that he thinks about breaking up with the band every day. He says he likes making music, but he says concerts and selling T-shirts is the only way to make money in the business. McRae says that means a lot of airplane travel and pollution. He says he would like a career that is less damaging to the environment. Cake's website contains environmental messages and news. The band also completed building a solar-powered recording studio in 2008. The new album was made there. Here is Sick of You from Showroom of Compassion.
I'm so sick of you, so sick of you.
Some critics note that Showroom of Compassion sounds a lot like past Cake albums. John McRae does not have a problem with that. He says he likes Cake's sound, but he says this album does include slow songs and more piano than usual. Got to Move sounds like traditional Cake.
You have always got to move.
Cake is currently appearing around the United States and Canada. As usual, the band will be giving away one tree to one lucky concert-goer at most shows. Cake hopes this will help influence other fans to plant trees to help the planet. We leave you with another song from Showroom of Compassion. This is Bound Away.
I'm an unknown individual in an unattended car. Hey, welcome to Chicago or wherever you are. New York to London, Barcelona to Berlin, Sacramento, California, we are leaving again.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Jim Tedder, Susan Loeb, and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.